Q94 Joe Mountain Iraq and your 8 o'clock hour is being brought to you by Baird Dodge Jeep Ram Chrysler in West Plains, also Baird RV Outdoor and Marine in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Don't get a bad deal, get a Baird deal, because why pay more? And our coaches shows continue as we head into Oregon County and talk with their Bobcats head coach, Briar Hancock. How we doing, man?
Hey, good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. And here we are, another Friday is upon us, and last week you may had a road trip to Kabul. You took care of business there pretty good, and you know, the week before that, of course, you know, getting a win over the Houston Tigers. It's been a pretty good roll you guys have been on, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, just seeing our kids execute at a high level, and then I know we talked about it last week, but our older guys, getting to be able to execute at a high level early and then go out and celebrate the wins of our younger guys is awesome to see.
Well, tonight you travel to the Hill, and that's a tough place to get a W. The Ava Bears, they come in at 3-3. They picked up a win, you know, last week. But what are you seeing out of Coach Merrifield and his Ava Bears?
Yeah, you know, Coach Merrifield does a great job with those guys, and it seems like every single week you watch them both offensively and defensively, and even on special teams, they just get a little bit better and a little bit better, and execute at a high level. And you know, that's something that you know, we've tried to really ingrain in our kids, is we have to continue to get better and not stay where we're at. And you know, he does a great job over there, so you know, they're going to be ready to play, and we have to be able to execute at a high level.
Well, I talked with Casey, you know, earlier this morning, and he said, you know, tonight it's assignment football defensively. If you try to do more than what you're supposed to do, you're going to get burned. I said, well,
so understanding your assignment on every single play, because you know, you watch them on film, and it's just like us. You know, we're happy with the 4-yard gain, 4-yard gain, 3-yard gain, and then, you know, eventually one's going to break for 30 or 40, and that's the same type of style offense that they run, and we just have to be disciplined defensively.
What do you think about special teams in tonight's game? How big could that aspect of tonight's Ava Thayer Bobcat football game be?
You know, they're always big every single week, but especially with what we both do offensively and not throw the ball as much. You know, there's a lot of run game going on between the two of us, and I don't think the clock's going to stop much. But any time that you can flip the field on special teams and force teams to drive, especially with the offenses that we run, that could come up crucial, you know, in one drive or late in the game. So it's always big, but I think it's going to be even bigger this week.
Well, you know, it's going to be a big game, and the regular season is kind of winding down, and it's all about positioning yourself in your district. But it's going to be key, too, to have that. I mean, you know, you guys travel well, but going to the Hill, I mean, it's even going to be more important to have those Bobcat faithful fans load up and head to Douglas County, isn't it?
Yeah, and like you said, the Hill is a tough place to play, especially for us with the drive. And, you know, they always have a great crowd there, and, you know, they always have great support for their program. And so it is a tough place to play. So our kids have to be focused up and ready to go from the bus trip on. So
yeah, it ought to be a dandy one. 6-0 there, Bobcats. 3-3 Ava Bears. That's going down tonight. And again, coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock, we appreciate you taking some time out to visit with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Hey, thank you, Gary.